Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today, two differing tales of ambition and disillusionment. One where a Scottish warlord takes career advice from the occult and discovers that regicide is not all it's cracked up to be, and the other where love and honor are tossed about like a Grecian urn-shaped ball, proving that neither romance nor warfare has ever been particularly dignified. Both Uncle Will's Macbeth and Troilus and Cressida revel in the grim inevitability of human folly. One with a man who murders his way to a throne, only to find paranoia a rather strange bedfellow. More on that in Series 2, Episode 4. The other with lovers and warriors who prove that, whether in love or war, nobody comes out looking particularly heroic. So what do these tales share? One, a taut supernatural thriller about vaulting ambition and regicide. The other, a meandering satirical study of young love, seemingly endless war and weariness. To find out, we must delve beneath the surface, pick through Troilus and Cressida's 3,486 lines, and Macbeth's 17,121 words to find what we are looking for. With enough work, what comes to light is the first use of the term exposure. That noun has come to mean a great many things to us throughout the centuries. As William first uses it as a description of being open to view or without protection or shelter. Think of exposure to the elements. William, however, would never be exposed to the other usage of this word, as it would take some 200 years for photography to be invented, and the borrowing of the word for taking photographs, 15-second exposure, and even in reference to the individual exposures on a roll of film. But we digress. In Act 1, Scene 3 of Troilus and Cressida, the siege of Troy, yes, that one, has been raging for 7 years. King Agamemnon, his Greek commander Ulysses, yes, that one too, and an old Greek lord, Nestor, are having a little whinge session. At its heart is how Achilles, yes again, and Ajax, no, not your kitchen cleaner, are loafing about and making fun of the upper echelons of the Greek army.
Makes factious feasts, rails on our state of war, bold as an oracle, and sets Thersites, a slave whose gall coins slanders like a mint, to match us in comparisons with dirt, to weaken and discredit our exposure, how rank soever rounded in with danger.
And speaking of danger, William uses the term following the murder of King Duncan. After Macbeth and Lady M have made a pincushion out of Duncan, the alarm is raised in the morning. Macbeth feigns surprise and horror, which is followed by an Oscar-worthy performance by Lady Macbeth, who faints to the floor, leading Macker's bestie Banquo to suggest that after they have all gathered themselves, they should reconvene to have a brainstorming session about what to do next.
Look to the lady! And when we have our naked frailties hid that suffer in exposure, let us meet and question this most bloody piece of work to know it further.
The verb expose came, as you can probably guess, from the Latin, exponare, which meant loosely to explain. Uncle Will used the verb a fair few times, but it was here in the highlands of Scotland and the ancient Grecian city of Troy, which incidentally actually resides in modern-day Turkey, or Turkiye, that William would nounify it. Now, aside from the photographic usage, which is now almost archaic due to digital cameras and smartphones, exposure does seem to have a slightly negative connotation for us. Without going into details, I think you know what I mean. We wouldn't want to be indecent, after all. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.